Good morning. For those of you who may not know me, my name is Guadalupe Comerchi, but I go by Lupe for short. My husband, Drew, is one of the elders here at New Life Bible Church, and we have three children, Noah, Mitchell, and Samantha, and they're sitting over there close to his sister, Shirley, and her two girls, Shannon and Janice. Before I get into my testimony, please allow me to pray for our time together. Dear God, I want to thank you for the opportunity to share how you have sustained me and strengthened me during life's many trials. May my words bring encouragement, and may they refresh the soul of weary hearts. Thank you for drawing me out of darkness and into light. Amen. For those who know me well enough to have heard my story, they're often surprised at my cheery and upbeat disposition. I'm going to walk you through a dark and painful history. After reflecting on my life and preparing my testimony, the theme I've seen throughout my life is how God has brought me out of darkness and into his marvelous light. I don't want you to focus on the negative things that I'm about to talk about. They are a necessary part of my story, since they point to God's sovereignty and grace. But instead, focus on how through it all, God protected me, sustained me, and filled me with a hope for something better than this temporary light affliction. Allow me to take you through some snapshots of my life. I grew up in a physically and emotionally abusive home. My abuse by my father was consistent and throughout my entire childhood. Some days we could see it coming and we try to avoid him, but most times we'd be having a great day out for a nice family hike, and as soon as we get home, he'd just flip a switch and he would take out his wrath on us. I often instigated him just to protect my younger brothers. The abuse got so bad that my mom's parents intervened and took my older brother away to live with them in Mexico. I felt like I lost a big piece of my family that day. I was also sexually abused by my older cousins while visiting my dad's family in Mexico. I was often left unsupervised during our visits, so without the protection of a father, the abuse began at age 2, and it continued through age 8, when my dad's mother moved to California, which ended the visits and the abuse. I come from very humble beginnings. We could barely make ends meet. We often had to go without water or electricity because of unexpected expenses that broke our monthly budget. We lived in gang-infested neighborhoods, exposed to violence and prostitution daily. My dad had to walk me to school every day, even though we lived a block away, because my middle school was a very scary place. I remember having to walk through metal detectors and seeing yellow tape marked police line, do not cross, at least once a month, which let us know that yet another child had been a victim of MS-13 or some other gang violence. Our poverty got so bad that my dad had, after he lost his job, that he had to move out just so we could qualify for government welfare. That was one of the scariest places we ever lived in, and sadly, we did not have our dad there to protect us. Now, it may seem pretty dark at this point, but let me tell you about the light that God brought into my life. Her name was Juanita, and she was my grandmother, my mom's mom. She was a very strong believer who was unashamed of her faith. Her mother, after becoming widowed, made it her life's work to host traveling Christian missionaries. This exposed my grandmother to the saving truths of the gospel at a very young age. Since there were no Christian churches in her town, she decided to attend Mass so she can be part of a community. My grandmother was an example of one of the few Catholics I've known who truly understood the gospel and lived it out. She read her Bible daily, and she used scripture to encourage and rear her children and her grandchildren. She taught me that there's only one Savior, and that nothing I could do could save me from my sin. I remember lying in bed with my grandma when I was 8 years old, getting ready to sleep. I prayed that Jesus would be my Savior. I prayed for him to rescue me from the darkness that made me feel trapped without escape. In my heart that night, I felt a joy and a peace within me that I knew that I had something I could hope for. We eventually left California and started a new life in Arizona. The physical abuse had ended, but the emotional abuse continued. Even though I had prayed to receive Jesus as my Savior, I still struggled feeling hopeless. The pain that I had experienced in my life still left me scarred. I felt lost, as if I was wandering through the darkness. I even contemplated what it would look like to take my own life. My grandmother, who became my spiritual rock, sensed what I was going through. When I look back, I praise God, and I thank him for placing her in my life when he did. On one of my visits, she challenged me to forgive my dad. I could not fathom forgiving him for all the pain that he had caused me, but I also could not defend my faith as a Christian if I refused to forgive him. I prayed long and hard that summer for strength, and God gave me the courage to have a sincere talk with my dad. I told him that I knew that he loved me, but I also told him that he had hurt me deeply throughout my life. I told him, though, that regardless of what he had done, that I also loved him and that I forgave him. You see, I serve a God that forgave me all of my sin, even though I did nothing to deserve it. Since I was forgiven, God gave me the strength to forgive my dad. That forgiveness did not come from me, but from God. That was the first time I saw my dad cry, and it was also the first time I saw true fruit from my salvation. My saving faith in Jesus did not erase what happened to me, the pain that I had experienced, but he has given me a peace and a joy that I know can only come from him. After that summer conversation when I was 13 years old, my relationship with my dad began to improve. We began to attend Mass as a family. I enjoyed our family time at church, but I always felt like I left feeling hungry for more of God's words. When I started college, I began attending a non-denominational Christian church, all on my own. Sadly, although God's Holy Spirit was present within that body of believers, there was very little biblical instruction. In my junior year in college, I studied abroad in Spain, and it was then that God brought one of the biggest earthly blessings into my life. I met Drew. He was so different than any man I had ever met. Although we were quickly drawn to one another, he insisted that if all that came out of our relationship was that I would grow closer in my walk with God, that alone was good enough for him. But that made me want to be with him even more. Throughout our relationship, Drew has challenged me on my beliefs about almost everything. But he keeps bringing me back to God's word and what God has to say about the issue. Because of this, I have learned to rely less on my feelings and to stand firmly on God's word instead. God has used Drew in my life in powerful ways. I didn't realize how much trauma my sexual abuse had caused until Drew and I were married. I remember early on in our marriage feeling as if I was suffocating as soon as we turned off the lights to go to bed. But Drew was very patient and very tender with me, though. I would lay there and cry while he held me, and he reassured me that no one was going to harm me. It took a lot of time, prayer, and God's healing power to help me get through that trauma in my life. But God has been faithful, and he has strengthened me through it. Through much prayer and encouragement from loved ones, I have learned not only to forgive the people who have hurt me, but also to pray for their salvation. Because of Christ's power to save and to heal, I now have a healthy relationship with my father. He now professes a faith in Christ, but I continue to pray that God will increase in him a hunger to grow more conformed to the image and to the likeness of his son. I still have plenty of room left for spiritual growth, but I perceive challenges and trials differently now. I know that in this world we will have tribulation, but God also commands me to take courage because he has overcome the world. I don't know what this future holds for me or for our family, but I do know one thing is certain, that God is working all things together for my good and for his glory, so that I may proclaim the excellencies of him who has brought me out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Praise be to God. Amen. Thank you.